You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you've
got it. Welcome back into the Cover 2 podcast. Now, the problem with this segment is I don't ever say anything that's not absolutely correct. So I'm going to throw it to Joe B to make his outrageous claim this week.
What was that you were saying at the top of the show about it not being a common thing when you toot your own horn, so to say?
Well, I was talking specifically about game predictions.
Okay.
It was a game
prediction. That's fair. Look, here's my outrageous. This broke as I was on my way into the studio. Chip Kelly, your boy from Oregon, is going to the Eagles. He will be the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And my as a Giant fan, outrageous claim, I don't care. Doesn't worry me at all.
This is great news for Chicago, for the Chicago Bears, because now nobody's talking about the fact that they just hired a guy from the Montreal Alouettes, which is a cheese.
It's not good.
It's a cheese.
It's not
a
good.
A delicious whipped cream-based cheese.
I understand.
But
this guy,
cheese nonetheless.
This guy has... The guy the Bears just hired has a long NFL background. He's been there a lot. But anytime you hire somebody from, like, the Calgary Radial Tires, that's a problem.
Listen, if you
But either way...
Yeah, if you're, new head coach, he hate me from the XFL.
That's right.
Not enthused
We got the offensive coordinator for the Iowa Barnstormers. He's going to be our quarterback's coach.
My thing with Chip Kelly is... I'm not shaking in my boots necessarily, but I am concerned that if he turns it... First of all, I don't like what he represents. I like smash-mouth football. I don't like the way football is going, where you pass all the time. You know, you spread it out. Nobody's allowed to tackle, et cetera, et cetera. And what Chip Kelly does, and credit to him for doing it, he capitalizes on the way the game is evolving.
Right.
Okay.
He's
not Bill Parcells. He's the opposite of Bill Parcells.
Right. And that's fine. I just think I'm looking at this, and either this guy's first time NFL coach is either going to have to come in and redo his offense because he's running Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Or he's going to have to keep Mike Vick and run the offense he's been running, because I don't see a lot of other options out there. And either way, I'm cool with it. Because you're going to run Mike Vick in that offense, it's going to be probably very effective for three games until Mike Vick gets crushed like an empty soda can.
If Chip Kelly, when Chip Kelly took the job and became the face of the Eagles, I'd imagine he asked that the team exfoliate.
Ho-ho.
Get rid of Nick Foles is what I'm going
Boom,
for
he
here.
Did that. He did that right on the fly.
I did, on the fly, like an eagle.
Can't be beat. Now, good God.
I'd imagine he looks, he being Chip Kelly, at this team, and aside from Nick Foles, who I don't think is a long-term solution, and aside from Mike Vick, who can't stay healthy for more than 14 minutes and costs too much money, and they're not going to re-sign.
There's a lot of talent
probability.
There.
There's a lot of fast talent.
Right.
And Chip Kelly, and listen, Chip Kelly's not going to install Duck offense.
This was the fit for Chip Kelly. If there was a team, this was it. He's not the Chicago Bears coach.
Right.
If he's going anywhere, it's going where you've got Macklin, you've got Jackson, and you've got
McCoy.
There's a lot of talent there, but you still need the engine behind it. And if it's Vic, there will be turnovers, there will be injuries. If it's Foles, who the hell knows what it's going to be, but I'm not expecting it to be good.
And what's interesting about it is you look at an Alex Smith, and he doesn't fit that system. I mean, ideally...
Right. That's the other point. There's no quarterback out there right now who does. I mean, Kirk Cousins may be on the market, but I would actually be surprised if the Redskins got rid of him now.
Kirk Cousins is Alex Smith.
Right. If Ryan Fitzpatrick's on the market, he's not doing that. I mean, who are you getting to run Chip Kelly's offense right now? I don't see anybody besides Mike Vick. There's a way it could work. I just don't know how Mike Vick stays healthy in that system. And as such, I'm not going to worry about it.
I wonder if Mark Sanchez could do anything in that system.
No, he couldn't. No, because invariably he will find a lineman's rectum, run himself into it, and fumble the game away.
But they spread it so much that he would really have to go out of his way.
Are we talking about the lineman's rectum, or are we talking about...
That's a good point. That's a good question. That was really... talking about the field much more so than the butt cheeks. The problem is the butt fumble just cannot. You can't recover.
You can't recover from the butt fumble. That's your NFL legacy from right now on.
It's like Ben Affleck in Jersey Girl. Now, if you haven't seen Jersey Girl, I don't recommend it. However, that was a fantastic reference.
A good reference. Bad movie.
Terrible movie.
Rough movie. But, I mean, look. So, again, Sanchez, whoever. I don't think there's a lot of guys out there who are going to be able to...
you can look at the draft.
Run that offense. But even in
what
the draft.
What about Geno Smith? Talking about a guy that fits a system.
Yeah,
I'm not
again.
I totally buy Geno Smith.
Again, I wonder about health. I wonder about, and it's not just like, maybe it's just we're looking at kind of frail, smaller guys, Vic and that sort. But just in general, I wonder about the health of quarterbacks running Chip Kelly's system in the NFL.
Right. And listen,
I mean, look at RG3. He's already heading for ACL surgery. He got beat up a little bit this year. You know,
but the problem, Mike Shanahan ran too many plays designed to put RG3 in harm's way.
That's what the system is. That's my point.
Chip Kelly didn't always run this system. When he was in New Hampshire, he apparently ran a different system. I haven't broken down too many.
Right. I'm just saying. What's going to happen is he's either going to have to change what's been working for him for the past couple years, or he's going to have to find a guy and keep him healthy. And that combination, I think, is going to be tricky for him.
My concern, and again, you know, I, for the most part, I sort of agree with you. The concern is that he's Bill Belichick 2. And I don't want Bill Belichick 2.0 in the NFC East for the next decade. The other thing that shocked me about Chip Kelly, as I understand you want a new challenge, you want to try out things. Chip Kelly did not win a national championship at Oregon.
Yeah.
You know, people, well, he's got nothing left to prove.
He's just a hot coach.
He has something left to prove. If I were Chip Kelly, this is just, I guess, my personal career ambitions. If I were, I would like to finish the job. You know, when you say Chip Kelly in 5-10 years, how was Chip Kelly as a college coach? You know, if you ask somebody that didn't really pay attention, you say, well, he's good. You know, you say it about Nick Saban. You say, well, Nick Saban won 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
one of the greats.
Right. Chip Kelly never got that national championship.
So,
and if he did with his style of offense, he would be considered one of the greats. Only one.
So that's today's news. We're a long way away from any, you know, having to worry about it. It's Giant fans, sadly. Check us out Sunday, obviously, on the Cover 2 show. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/cover2theteam. You can also search Cover 2 Radio. Use the number both times. At Game on Brixie, at Joe_1045 on Twitter. Hockey returns on Saturday.
Hockey returns.
Check out Sunday morning. We'll see how, depending on the mood I'm in, we'll see how we open the show. Either the Rangers win and it's glory or...
By the way, quickly,
funeral march.
While we get out here, as a Yankee fan, Rafael Soriano, first of all, as a Met fan, him going to the Nats kills me.
Oh.
That bullpen is legendary. Terrible move to rely on a 48-year-old Mariano Rivera.
Terrible move to not have somebody when Mariano Rivera retires at the end of the year. Soriano could have been the next generation. Not as good, but could have been very good closer afterwards. Bad decision.
You're on the clock, David Robertson.
That's it for us, everybody. We out. It's Cover 2. Have a good one.